Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty podcast. I'm your host, Jordan McNamara, and we're going to do a split series here. So today we're going to do 16 things we're going to look forward to in week one that I think could really help us. And then we're going to look for 16 more tomorrow. So we're going to do basically a two-part series here that we're going to look at storylines and whatnot. So start first with the Thursday night game. You have Dallas and you have Tampa Bay. It's basically the debut of the world champion games, as so many of these early season games usually are. High consequences, high impact teams, I guess we should say. So be interested to watch this one for a lot of reasons. The two biggest ones for Tampa Bay, it's absolutely the running back snap share is a big thing that I'm looking for. So 383 last year for Fournette, 274 of his snaps came in the passing game. So basically three quarters of them. When you look at Rojo, 451. He had total snaps, 282 in the passing game. LeSean McCoy, 116, had 97 in the passing game. So he was much more the passing game-centric player. I'm really interested to see sort of what Giovanni Bernard's role is and sort of how that looks. How big is it? Is it a 10 snaps per game type pace, as you saw with Ronald Jones or with LeSean McCoy, right? That sort of pace when he was healthy. Or is it going to be, you're taking a big chunk out of Fournette, where instead of Fournette playing, two thirds to three quarters of the passing game snaps, he's playing 10%, right? What's the sort of split there? I suspect that's not going to happen just because they have so much balance, but I'd be really interested to see sort of what chunk that Giovanni Bernard takes and sort of what their alignment is. I think that's definitely a big one that we're going to watch for. I mean, the other one, I mean, it's not hard for Dallas, right? We want to see Dak Prescott healthy. I think if we want to take a secondary one, how much does CeeDee Lamb play outside? What is his snap total? How much does he play outside? I think those are two really big things to watch for, because he played Michael Gallup played so much more than him last year. And I think that that's a really big deal in terms of, can CeeDee Lamb hit a ceiling in terms of what his cost is? He needs to play a lot more. And I think that's really what you're looking for. I think that's the secondary one beyond just Dak. First game for Sunday, Atlanta Falcons. And I think the big thing that you, Atlanta Falcons and the Eagles at Atlanta. I think the big thing with Atlanta is, how's this offense going to look? And so I just went back and I looked. 72.7% of their plays in the preseason, Atlanta's plays that is, were designed passes. And that is second. That is second in the league. Again, some of the stuff is not great in terms of the rate stats and all that stuff, but I just think that preference, again, you weren't getting starters. You had a lot of those issues and questions as well. You're not getting a full offensive scheme in place. They gave up a ton of sacks, all that stuff. Like you weren't getting all of it, but a ton of passes and 37.66% play action, first in the league. So volume and play action splits, absolutely something that we're going to watch for in terms of that. I made a note. I don't know. I tend to not believe this stat. So I'll just say that as an initial threshold matter. I don't believe this, but I haven't figured out how it's wrong yet. But when you look at the total routes run, it is an exceptionally low number for the Atlanta Falcons. So it's like about 3.5 routes run per dropback, which is just an absolutely impossible number, 3.49. I suspect it's a PFF coding error in some way, shape, or form. I just suspect that it is not correct. but I haven't been able to get confirmation from PFF about that. And to give you an idea, it's like 3/4 of a route difference. Like, it's standard deviations away from what the normal is. So I would sort of point you and say, hey, that's something to watch for. I suspect that it's not right, but I can't figure out how it's wrong. So just keep that in mind. We'll watch in season. If there's something going on there, then we'll definitely watch. But this would be like one of the most unique looking offenses in the history of the NFL if that's actually holds. All right, Philadelphia Eagles. I mean, I think that it's all about how we're going to see Jalen Hurts used. And I think that it's really a big deal in terms of what their passing schemes and what their passing rate is going to be. He was what's their play action rate? I think it's a big deal because you have so many questions about this team in terms of how they want to use him, how they want to employ this scheme. It's a huge question. So we're going to be watching how that unfolds. I think if you're looking at secondary stuff, Ertz versus Goddard split, I think it's really interesting in terms of how that all unfolds. Pittsburgh and Buffalo. Pittsburgh's not hard. 9.76 play action rate last year. 32nd in the league. This year, it has been, again, this is just preseason, so just small sample sizes, yada, yada. 20.5 play action rate, that's 23rd. So again, that's not a huge jump in terms of being, you know, last to first, but hey, we're doubling our percentage. That's a big movement. We'll see how that ultimately unfolds. I don't think that there's a ton there. I think that there is a ton there to really see some change. So we'll see how that all unfolds, but I'm really interested in the new offensive scheme with Matt Canada, how that looks, even though a lot of the motion stuff can be incredibly frustrating to watch. All right, Buffalo Bills, I think the relationship between snaps of Emmanuel Sanders, Cole Beasley, Gabe Davis, like, I think that's instantly. The other one I would say is, what's the running back breakdown? Typically, I'm more of a running back breakdown matters more guy, but I do think Beasley, Sanders, how they operate with each other, I think it's a really interesting one, because I think Sanders could be a low-end wide receiver 2 to wide receiver 3 type in his range of outcomes if he's going to really cut it to Beasley. Minnesota and Cincinnati, big change in scheme here, or question about the change in scheme with new offensive coordinator Clint Kubiak taking over for his dad Gary Kubiak. I find the running back routes really interesting. So in 2020, 30th in terms of running back routes per drop back. 2019, they were 9th. So where does that fall? Really interested to see that. Cincinnati, I think it's really important to see Burrow. 11.9 of his attempts in 2020 were deep throws. That is 20th out of 39, so right in the middle there. His yards per attempt, 6.1. That was 37th out of 39. So big time questions in terms of how that situation unfolds. All right, San Francisco and Detroit, looking for the split between Mostert and Sermon. Mostert, 10 out of 10 snaps with the first team offense final preseason game, 0 for Sermon. Sermon was getting some of the work earlier on in camp, but it was without Mostert in the game. I think they've consistently shown that they will turn to Mostert as their lead guy, even though people, the expert, the intelligentsia, don't think that they should do that. That is definitely where they fall. That's definitely their, you know, their prior. That's their North Star. He's their North Star running back. So we'll see how that goes. Can we get an 8 target per game pace out of TJ Hockenson in Detroit? That's what I'm watching. So how big is his target share? I think it could be pretty massive. All right, Arizona is an easy one. What type of growth are we going to see in the passing game out of Kyler Murray? So -1.5. Completion percentage over expectation in 2019. That jumped up to 2.5 completion percentage over expectation in 2020. 6.9 yards per attempt in 2019, 7.1 yards per attempt in 2020. Is he going to take a big leap? And if so, when? Just sort of keep that in mind. I wouldn't say I'm spooked, but I did hear comments about his baseball ability and his baseball earning potential in a podcast this week. It was from The Athletic, and they were previewing the NFC West. I don't think there's anything there, but it's enough to just give me a little bit of pause. And it was said in the broader context of, like, he kind of treats this like he's not fully committed to this. So it's just noteworthy. I don't think he's leaving or anything, but there may be less development there in terms of a desire perspective than you get out of a place like Josh Allen in Buffalo. Okay, so 2020 Seattle Seahawks, 68.7% design pass rate, third in the league. In the preseason in 2021, 65.3%. Again, there's a new offensive coaching staff there. 16th in terms of design pass rate. Number in preseason, number one in terms of right behind the line of scrimmage in terms of their throws. I don't think that's necessarily predictive of what Russell Wilson is going to be, but I am fascinated by how this offense is going to look and how it's going to look differently. Okay, the Colts are a pretty easy one in terms of we need to know, will the real Carson Wentz please stand up? I mean, I think I know the answer, but it'd be nice if, you know, he could play. He is not, it looks like he's on track to play. He's dealing with multiple issues threatening it at this point, but we'll see there. Throughout his career, like, last year was a big, big difference in terms of some of the stuff that we've seen before. He's basically been a below-average passer two out of his first 4 years, it's in the PFF range. 2016, he had negative completion percentage over expectation his first and his fourth year, and then he was over it slightly in 2017, and a pretty robust 2.9 over expectation in 2018, so that's pretty good. Last year, he was 40th out of 41 qualifiers at negative 4.1 yards completion percentage over expectation, so negative 4.1%. I think notably 2.91 seconds to throw last year. If you are looking for a stat, you want it to be somewhere in the 2.6 range. So I think that instantly is a stat you can look for in week one to sort of see, is this a different Carson Wentz? All right, the last team here for this particular podcast, or last game here, is Chargers Washington. And I think it's really interesting to see what some of the stuff is going to be for the deep passing game. So a lot of the talk about the Chargers has been the potential for a deep passing game here with Joe Lombardi coming over from the Saints and basically doing stuff that Breeze wasn't able to do later on in his career. Last year, Justin Herbert, 11.3% of his passes were in the deep passing game. That's 20 or more yards down the field. That was 24th in terms of qualifiers. 14.2 yards per attempt. That was 14th in qualifiers and 13th in PFF grade. So, like, about middle of the pack in terms of percentage of deep throws, above the median in terms of production. Again, not huge, but good. So we'll see there. Again, it was this year, it's 8.4% of the throws were deep throws. Again, you're not getting a full sample there. It's obviously not, you know, Herbert running that entire offense in preseason, but I'm really fascinated to see. They're talking a lot about, hey, let's take shots in the deep game, all this stuff. Let's see if it's more than that 11.3 number that Herbert had last year. The other thing, play action percentage, 26.8% last year in terms of play action percentage. It was 14th, down to 21% this year. That's 21st. So a drop there we'll definitely watch. Last but not least, for the first set of games here, Washington football team. Will Logan Thomas lead the league in tight end routes run? Very simple question. And that's, I think it's, will tell you a lot. So just, is he going to run routes on basically every passing stat this year? And if the answer is yes, he's going to be fine. He's just going to accumulate his way, aggregate his way up to position, and there is nothing wrong with that. So, all right, well, that's 16 takeaways to watch for. It's under 16 minutes, too, so keeping this stuff, trying to keep this stuff snazzy here until next time. Continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.